Subject of hope is one that's been on my mind for a while, mainly because at work I'm now in my 13th redundancy threat in my career so far. So far we've survived them all, but you know, sooner or later I'm going to choose to go for it. So it's one of these things where you think, well, you know, what will the future hold? Not quite sure, you know, never quite certain. And this particular redundancy threat we're under seems more real than some of the others, but then it's tinged with hope. You know, it might turn out well. It might be that I can see some other alternative future career path for myself. So I wondered, I've been thinking about the subject of hope from a biblical point of view. And it seems to me we're all surrounded by hopes and wishes all the time. That we, you know, there's lots of things that we do hope for. You know, we hope that we get our kids into a good school, was one of the hopes we had 10 years ago. We hope that they do well at school, that they're not bullied, they don't become bullies. They study hard, get good qualifications, get a good career, find a partner in life. We're some way through this list of hopes, and they haven't all happened yet. But everybody has hopes for the future. You know, we wonder about what's going to happen. Sometimes the financial hopes, and it's like the opposite of dreads, isn't it? Well, I dread this will happen, but I hope this will happen instead. I hope we don't have serious illness in the family. You know, sometimes you hope that happens, but it does happen, so... a lot of our hopes are based on uncertain things. Things that you think, well, I hope that doesn't happen, but chances are it probably will. You know, there's no point saying I hope I'm not going to die, because chances are I am going to. You know, it's fairly certain. Not absolutely certain, but it's right up there with the as certain as things get. On things like that that are right up there. I hope Leeds get promotion this year.
Well,
that's not right. That's not nearly as certain as some of the other things. I hope England thrash the French in rugby in 2 weeks' time. That's almost certain to happen. There we are. In the words of Roger Waters, get a good job with hope and you're okay. 1 Timothy 6:17, it says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God. So I think the thing is, it's not really...